This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, out of the gate on a Saturday morning, this is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the President's Cup and the rest of the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, great to have you back from the Big Apple. What's been going on?
You know, celebrated my 50th wedding anniversary. How about that? 50 years.
Unbelievable. What was what did the schedule look like in New York as you went about the celebration?
Well, Judy loves New York. My wife, Judy Bowman from Bowman, North Dakota, now Judy Epps. And she planned the whole trip. And the first time I ever spent 3.5 hours in a department store.
What was this? Bloomington's, Macy's? What was it?
Burdard's. Okay. Something, you know, and we had coffee. So I was doing my husband duties. And then we went to Michael Jackson. Beautiful.
The Broadway.
Broadway. Yeah. Broadway. And the dancers and the singers and the – it was so, so entertaining. And there's so much talent. That was so enjoyable. And then we went to Moulin Rouge, which is another – classic musical, in the men and women that do that is just phenomenal. So that was great. Went to a couple restaurants, just enjoyed ourselves. We walked a lot, but New York's dirty.
It is.
They got to clean it up. I mean, come on, guys. That's our big city, and it's horrible. Anyway, but what else?
8-2 lead the United States has. Charlie, let's get your initial thoughts on the first 2 days of this President's Cup.
Well, with the two teams that were assembled and all of the statistics that come out with the new way of evaluating talent and all that, you know, the United States, they averaged 11th in the world for their team. And the rest of the world from, you know, all over – Their number is more like 50th. So on paper, it wasn't going to be a match. And they're playing a lot of good golf, but we're leading 8-2.
8-2, the Americans lead. You know, American teams not missing Brooks, not missing Bryce, and not missing Patrick Reed. We'll give you all the reasons why here on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. And round three of the President's Cup underway. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas up 2-9 over Sung Jae-im and Corey Connors. Cam Young and Colin Morikawa have a 2-up lead through 8. On Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama, Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns just took a 1-up lead as Sam Burns made a bomb of a putt on the 7th hole over K.H. Lee and Tom Kim. And then finally, Tony Finau and the American hero thus far, 31-year-old Max Homa, tied through 6 with Siwoo Kim and Cam Davis. Charlie, great to have you back in studio from New York.
It is really great to be back, and we had a great time in the city with my wife celebrating our anniversary, and we did the normal stuff. We tourists and so on and so forth, and it was the fourth time for me to visit the 9/11 and the first time for me to visit the museum, and what a job they've done in putting that all together, and it's just so – so breathtaking. It's incredible, and the museum is all below ground, and they have a room that just brings it all to light. And I think everybody that is going to live to play golf should visit this room, because it's a room of 2,997 faces that perished that day. And you put a face with that tragedy, and I've been to Normandy. I've been to Gettysburg. I've been to Pearl Harbor. I've been to Custer's Last Stand. I've been to Holocaust Museum's history, because we should never forget. In these guys got to go visit there. Greg Norman's got to go visit there. And, I mean, he was just kind of laughed out of the Washington, D.C. with the congressman about him promoting. And like you said, they want to take over golf. Golf, the PGA Tour is American property.
American born, American raised.
You know.
But, yeah, you know, it's a topic that, disgustingly has seemingly gone forgotten, especially over a sport. You know, we celebrate, this weekend the President's Cup. Yep. And, a year prior to 9/11, it was the third iteration of the President's Cup of Robert Trent Jones. It was a year before 9/11. Largely over this year, I feel like the whole world could recognize it and remember it a little better. I mean, Charlie, I read the New York Times every day, and the front page on 9/11 did not have anything on 9/11 this year. Now, whether that's, because, more American businesses are doing business with Saudi Arabia, I don't know. But, that's kind of, the simple thought that I've always had with this LIV Tour is, why would I want the tour that I support to now be Saudi-owned over American-owned? I don't know, as an American, if you're Patrick Reed, who calls yourself Captain America, and now you're taking, checks from the people that did that. Yeah, it's I would be concerned about that.
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Charlie, we got a couple things to go over today. Opening rounds of the President's Cup. We'll browse through what happened on Thursday and Friday. Two, absolute blowouts of days. We'll talk about the state of the President's Cup. Smith, Neiman, Lahiri, Leishman, they're not present for the international. We'll talk about the effect there. We'll get your thought on the 2022 Player of the Year Award, which was won by Scottie Scheffler. We'll see if you have any debates with that. And then we'll get your thoughts on the major championships for 2023. As far as the opening rounds, Thursday and Friday of the President's Cup, I thought there was some very notable teams. Cantlay, Schauffele back in dominance. Spieth and Thomas, won both of their matches on Thursday and Friday. What were your thoughts of the opening rounds in Quail Hollow?
Fantastic, fantastic! It's turned out to be a great event of the PGA Tour. We're kind of jealous that the Ryder Cup was not theirs, and so they created their own Ryder Cup for the U.S. team versus the rest of the world, and I think that was a great, great move. But the story to me is how John Harris, the family that owns Quail Hollow, has built a stadium for golf, and it's just showing so well, and it sold out 40,000 people a day. That's 160,000 people to watch golf, to watch 24 players. It shows you the state of the game, and the golf course is excellent, and these players are so talented today with the speed of the greens at 13, the holes. They changed a little of the routing. It's an exciting venue.
It's a great finish, that green mile, 16,
man,
17,
18. Man, oh, man. It's a spectacular. It's a Super Bowl. It's like the Ryder Cup, and it's so good for golf.
I think Quail Hollow, we're going to see it as a venue for many, team format championships to come. I think the initial worry at the start of this week was that, matches might not even get to the green mile because at the last President's Cup down under in Melbourne, I think only six matches got to the 18th hole. And as you know, Quail Hollow, I mean, what a scene on 18. You got water all day. You got the creek down the left for the tee shot. Then you got the water on the left for the approach shot, and it really requires two extremely good shots. We saw on Thursday, was it Mito Pereira and who's he playing? Mito Pereira, Taylor Pendrith went to 18 against Homa and Finau, all tied, and Mito winged his driver right, and then you're completely out of position there. So the closing stretch, unbelievable. Yeah. Charlie, I want to talk about these captains a little bit. Davis Love III and Trevor Immelman, who's going to be the new voice of CBS in place of Nick Faldo. I thought they've both done incredible jobs. You know, Davis Love III, obviously managing the younger talent on the American team. We've seen past captains struggle with that. You know, Davis Love, a guy who's been on the losing end of a Ryder Cup at Medina, and then on the winning end of one in 2016 at Hazeltine. You know, but Trevor Immelman, you know, has handled. Let's get your thoughts on DL3, Charlie.
Done a great job. I mean, he's got history. They got the continuation of the captains being vice captains and learning the ropes and finding out what's important, what's not important, and to listen to Davis talk and how they do their teams with all the statistics. But the key for Davis is Fred Couples.
Yeah,
Fred Couples is so. He's a person that you just want to be around. All the players, all the captains, all the people, everybody wants to be Fred Couples. And I had the fortune of helping Fred Couples when he was at University of Houston. And you just wanted to be around him. And we started the Three Amigos Golf Tournament. And I had somebody give me $100,000 so he could sit next to him for dinner. That's the magnet of Fred Couples, his personality. So to answer your question, Davis Love has matured and he's, you know, he's seen the bad part of the game, and now he's got the good part of the game, and he's got a good supporting cast, you know, with Steve Stricker right there with
Zach
him.
Zach Johnson.
Yeah, and Jack is going to be – he's going to be the captain of the Ryder Cup coming up. So the players have taken over, and that's good in a good way, and they love the event, and they live for it.
Now, on the other side with the internationals, Trevor Immelman, you know, the international team, it's not an easy team to captain. Of course, you know, they're all from the Eastern Hemisphere, but, you know, there's a lot of language barriers that come with that team. I thought, you know, Trevor Immelman, you know, he's lost some of the key players that he's been, you know, scouting probably over the last 2 years, Cameron Smith, Joaquin Neiman. But regardless, he's kept an incredible attitude. He's been great with the media. And when he talks, he says, regardless that maybe we're losing this week, I'm trying to speak to the international teams that come after these guys.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important.
Greg, you know, he's a great guy. Trevor Immelman, I respect, and his new responsibility for broadcasting with CBS for the Masters,
yeah,
and so on and so forth. This is really going to be a good story. But think about it. South Africa, you speak Afrikaans. Argentina, South America, from Chile, and those guys, you got Spanish. Then you go to the Pacific Rim, and you're speaking Korean, and then you're speaking Japanese. What a culture, you know, putting all those guys together. But they got one thing in common, is they love golf.
They all want to win.
You know, and the golf is high quality. The Japanese, Tom.
Tom Kim, the four yeah, Koreans, Kim, Cage, Lee, Siwoo Kim, and Sung Jae Im.
So we're coming together as a world, and that's what's the President's Cup, and that's what it was intended to make. And so they got the President's Cup, a Ryder Cup, and it's great, great golf.
Well said, Charlie. When we come back, we'll get Charlie's thoughts for the major championship venues of 2023, and we'll get his opinion on whether the 2022 Player of the Year was judged correctly as voted on by the players. We'll do that right here. We'll get back to the President's Cup conversation and hear about 10 minutes, and we'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity. HR that makes a difference, 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest with the golf doctor. And the United States commanding lead in round three as the United States leads in three of the four matches. Now, before we get back to the golf coverage, how about a quick word from our friends over at Insperity?
During the recent health and economic crisis in America, Insperity has helped their clients navigate through the chaos and ultimately rise above these challenges. Insperity is ready to provide support, guidance, leading their clients to resources even before their clients have a chance to ask. Now, Insperity is just a unique company formed in 1986, and now it's a $4 billion company doing business all over the United States and taking care of their clients, because their chairman has a philosophy on how he takes care of his team of 4,000, how they work together, how they understand what they're doing for small businesses. And because the motto that they have is helping business succeed so communities prosper. HR is a complicated issue because of government's involvement in trying to regulate everything. Insperity knows how to navigate those challenges. So if you're you have a small business and you want to improve your bottom line, you want to grow your business, give Insperity a call or log on to Insperity.com, and I guarantee you, you will really be happy with what you find out about this $4 billion company. They'll help you. They have the ability to do that.
Treating people the right way, Charlie.
That's it.
Okay, 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Let's get back to the golf conversation here. A couple things to run past you, Charlie. We'll start with the Player of the Year awards, then we'll get to some of these major championship venues of 2023. But, the world of golf, Charlie, had a mixed reaction when it came to the 2022 PGA Player of the Year award that was won by Scottie Scheffler. You know, I've talked about this with you week after week. Cam Smith, first player since Jack to win the Players in the Open in the same year. Of course, Rory had a spectacular finish at the Tour Championship. But at the end of the day, Scottie, if you look at the money, if you look at the points, Scottie made $14 million last year, had more wins, had more top 10 finishes than anyone else. But, what were your thoughts of the way that award was voted upon?
The top three, they might give everybody a nod. The top three best players. But you got to have a winner, and the other two certainly aren't losers. Scottie is a great, great individual. He represents the game in such a great manner. He's so humble. I think it was a good pick. I think
Cam Smith,
going to the other side, maybe it helped him. I don't know if that influenced the vote, but
the players vote, so it certainly could.
Yeah. Then Rory is Rory, and he stood up for the PGA Tour. He's a European, really represents the European team and the European, side of the game very well. And he had a great year, but I don't think he had the year that Scottie did. So my hat's off to Scottie and he's Texan and so on and so forth.
We like Scottie. But when Rory looks back at last year, yes, and he remembers that Open Championship at St. Andrews where Cam Smith put up a 30 on the back nine to take his lunch money. That's gonna be pain, because I feel that if he wins the Open and then takes down Scottie at the Tour Championship, we could be having a different conversation here.
But see, if Scottie is gonna live his legacy and be the player that Jack Nicklaus is and was in his career, 1977, Jack has a heartbreaking loss at the British Open at Turnberry, but what did he do the next year? He came back and won.
Incredible.
So let's say Rory's going back to where he won his first British Open or the Open Championships, right? Liverpool.
Yes.
So, come on, Rory.
Yeah, he returns to a place that is so fond in his memory. But your point on Jack, Charlie, you know, what pride he took in all of his second place finishes.
Oh, yes. I mean, Jack is, you know, you're going to finish second. Yeah. You know, you can't win them all. And he has 19 seconds in but 18 victories in majors. So it's a record that's really unique.
You know, when we think about the major championships of next year, I want to run a couple things past you. First off, Augusta, we'll start there for the Masters. They pushed the 13 tee box back, Charlie.
Yes, they did.
The dog leg left par 5. So many great memories there. You know, it's where Faldo began the 1991 run to take out Norman or 96. My apologies. Phil Mickelson, you know, has hit some incredible shots there, but. I think after what I saw from Rory last year, improved the putting a lot with Brad Faxon, I think this is the year that, you know, after 11 years, we're going to get to 10 years of waiting for Rory to win another major. I think it happens at Augusta in 2023.
I hope you're right. I really do, because that would be cool.
Now, the PGA Championship, Oak Hill, Charlie, Jason Duffner won it the last time we saw it there in 2013. Any comments on Oak Hill?
Fabulous golf course. Fabulous. The old-time golf course, beautiful big trees. It's a big golf course. I'm sure they're stretching it out. Nicklaus won there. They had the Ryder Cup there, which was a big defeat for the United States at their home golf course. You know, Nick Faldo making that. You know, anyway, great golf course, great city up north. It'll shine. It will really be a beautiful, beautiful tournament.
Ball Strikers Paradise. I remember that 2013 PGA like it was yesterday. Jason Duffner essentially won with the yips, Charlie. I mean, put on a ball striking clinic to beat Jim Furyk and Rory by two. But he definitely had the squirrely stroke going that week. U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club, which will take place June 15th through the 18th. Charlie, we've seen so many players that perform well in that side of the country. Max Homa has, you know, 3 of his 5 wins on the West Coast. Rahm plays incredible on the West Coast. But, it should be a good championship there. I mean, I think they had a USAM there a couple years ago.
Yes, they're finally opening their doors to professional golf. They don't even, you know, so it's a great golf course. It's designed well, and they updated it. You know, it's actually a 36-hole golf course right there in the middle of L.A. They have oil wells on the property, you know, all sorts of good things. But it will shine in L.A. It will be a beautiful, beautiful championship because of the golf course and then the players. And we'll see, you know, who they let play.
When Tiger first played in the L.A. Open, I would have to look this up. Was it at L.A. Country Club?
No, it was always at Riviera.
Okay.
The L.A. Open used to be played at Rancho Park, Daily Fee Golf Course in the middle of Hollywood. I was there. I remember I had to pay $4 to get in, so that was in 1964, 63.
Yeah, I'd like that fee to come back.
That's it.
Today.
Yes.
The last major of 2023 will be played at Royal Liverpool.
Right.
This could be the marquee major of the year because, you know, Rory won it the last time. They were at Liverpool. You know, home of the Beatles. What a place, Charlie. Give us a feel of Royal Liverpool.
Home of the Beatles.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, I was there with Angel. It was a great, great golf course. It's a links type, but there's no water involved or anything like that. But there's big holes, and the routing goes back and forth. It's good for the spectators. I had always good views of what was going on. It would be a great story that Rory returned there and win again. We'll see.
I would love to see it. If he did that, you know, I think it would be his second major of the year because I really like Rory at Augusta in 2023. When we'll come back, we'll get more into the President's Cup right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. Presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference right here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5. And before we continue on President's Cup coverage, let me tell you a quick word from my friends over at the Swing Sound app, which you can find on the App Store and Google Play. One thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is a consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt to win your weekend skins game or late afternoon match against a buddy. And what Marius Filmotter, the founder of the Swing Sound golf app, has figured out is that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo, because study results show that all good golfers share a common and consistent rhythm when they swing a club. Whether it's your driver, irons, or putting, good shots are a product of good rhythm. Now, with the help of some of the best sound engineers in the world, Marius Filmotter has developed the Swing Sound app, which plays a consistent rhythmic sound that will help establish your swing tempo and master your golf performance. Simply download the Swing Sound app, put your headphones on if you have other players around you, and calibrate the rhythm that best fits your swing. Now, you might say, Will, how is this different from just a metronome, your average metronome app that you would download, this, that, the other, whatever you calibrate your rhythm with? And the answer is, Swing Sound is the only app in the world that uses audible golf technology to tap into your subconscious mind. So when you aren't listening to your Swing Sound app, your tempo will feel like second nature. The last feature that I love about the Swing Sound app is that the audio helps create your tempo. Most of these metronome apps plays a rhythm that sounds like an alarm or a school bell, but Filmotter has worked with some of the best audio engineers in the world to create sounds that are comforting to your ear as you use Swing Sound app to master the rhythm in your golf swing. You know, do yourself a favor and take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store and Google Play. Okay.
I'm going to get one.
You're gonna get it. You're gonna love this app. I've been using it, you know, over the last 2 weeks, and you know, it's a nice classical
tempo, timing, and rhythm. It's a secret.
That's all it is. That's all it is. You know that, Charlie.
That's
you know
it,
that, Charlie.
Welcome our new sponsor.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Marius. Welcome aboard, Swing Sound. Great to have you aboard, and great to have our listeners aboard. Third segment here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. We're watching the President's Cup here. We're up. The United States is up 3-1 in matches. Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama have remained tied with Cameron Young and Colin Morikawa. Charlie, I want to get your thoughts on how this tournament started. Because doing some research this week, you know, IMG, McCormick, Palmer, were the original, you know, they had this original idea, and it started with the idea that the winner of the Ryder Cup, Europe or the United States, would play the best players of the Eastern Hemisphere, you know, every 2 years. Now, in 94, who took control of the event changed? Tell us more about that.
Well, the PGA Tour wanted a property like the PGA of America had with the Ryder Cup. And they know they couldn't buy the Ryder Cup. I mean, it was just too important to the PGA of America. So they decided to really make their event the President's Cup. And Commissioner, you know, Fincham back then, I mean, he had the vision. Dean Beaman had the vision, and now they're continuing it. And it's becoming it's such a great week of golf. And it's international. It's no telling how many people are enjoying this event because of the competition. But it's, you know, the venue that they put out here, the build out, it's the Super Bowl. It's a great event.
It's really incredible. And when you look at you know, what we've watched this week, there's been so many great pairings. I mean, you look at Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas off to the races again. I mean, they have a very a special relationship. And Charlie, it's not even like, you know, these guys, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, are hitting one good shot after another. It's the teamwork that they play with. They both understand that off the tee they could hit it anywhere on the map, but they both trust each other to get out of trouble and work together. I'm not sure if we've seen a pairing quite like it.
Well, we just saw Scotty Scheffler shank it on the par three. I mean, and
if there's one team I had to be critical about, it's Scheffler and Burns. Time to split them up. Okay, they're the only team that doesn't have a win yet. You know, spraying it all over the place, shank this, shank that.
Chances
there.
Are they're going
like
to win
me out there.
I don't think they're going to go 0-4.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. But they're the only.
You're a good player, but.
I'm talking about Scheffler's shank.
Yeah.
It looks like me out there.
That's it.
You look at some of these other teams. Well, let's start with an individual. How about 31-year-old Max Homa? Did you get a chance to see what he did on those closing two holes yesterday?
That was so neat. I mean, it was he just took it to task and said, I'm going to make this. And he did on 17, which was incredible. And then the 18th hole, they make their putt first. So now he's got to make this for the win, for the 1 point. I mean, that changed the whole day. And he stood up there and just center cut it. And, I mean, they had some fist pumps and chest pumps. And what a celebration of a great moment in time.
And he told his wife something. When he walked off that green, Charlie, he said, when we talk every day about what money can't buy, this is it.
That's right.
And you have captained and played on your fair share of USA versus European teams. Take us through what that moment's like.
You know, you're so focused on what you're doing, and you know the importance of the minute, but you're just playing in your subconscious. You're not conscious, because if you get too conscious, then you're going to get nervous. And you look at the shot, you feel the shot, you execute the shot, and then to see it go in the hole, it's a euphoric feeling that lives with you the rest of your life. And I know Jack Nicklaus, all those great shots that he made, you know, that's what makes the game of golf so great. It's just like Albert Pujols hitting that 700th home run, you know, or Tom Brady winning his 27th Super Bowl. So at moments in time are you know, and it's you can't buy them. It comes through hours and hours and years of practice and playing and experiencing the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
And, you know, I think a lot of you know, the average fan at home thinks that Max Homa is the age of one of these rookies. They think he's Scheffler and Homa's age. The fact of the matter is he's 2 years older than Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. He's 31 years old. He's gone through the ebbs and flows of professional golf. I remember watching Max Homa, you know, 3 years ago when he was playing on the Web.com Tour and, you know, couldn't make a cut, had only made four cuts on the season. And, you know, was slamming his driver everywhere. And now he's, you know, a beloved American, really has a great attitude about him. You know, a great putter, great, you know, does everything so well. And I think with the emergence of these guys like Homa, like Finau, you know, even Horschel had a great day yesterday. I don't think we're missing this American team. I don't think they're missing the Koepkas, the DeChambeaus, the Dustin Johnsons of the world. I personally, if there's one player that I miss watching on the PGA Tour every week, it is Dustin Johnson. I'll give you that. But as far as Koepka, DeChambeau, and Reed, you know, it was so tough for the captains to pair those guys with anyone. They're so selfish. They're so much wrapped up in their own head and their ego. They think they should be being paid like Patrick Mahomes. It's great to have those guys out of the locker room, out of the way, and you know, they're on with their careers.
That's exactly right. I mean, Dustin Johnson's won a couple majors and so on and so forth, but it's the next man up. There's always somebody out there to replace you.
It's a conveyor belt, as McGinley says.
That's a good analogy. I mean, you got, and it's because of college golf. It's because of junior golf. It's the AJGA. It's the Southern Texas PGA Junior Program. It's, you know, we're growing the game the right way, you know. Team golf, it's great.
And there will be new talent stepping up on the international side. You know, we see the four young South Koreans step up to the plate. Sung J-M, Siwoo Kim, K-H Lee, Tom Kim, 20-year-old Tom Kim. You know, there's going to be new talent that steps up for them. I'm sure the honest answer is that they are missing the guys like Joaquin Niemann and Cam Smith. They don't have their young superstars. But, you know, even regardless, it's 8-2 as we sit here on Saturday morning at 8:50 a.m. The USA is leading 2-1 with one match tied. This place is still packed, Charlie, regardless of the score. You know, if there's one thing that people in this country like to see, it's the Americans winning big.
Oh, sure. And we just experienced the 12th hole, the big team, Spieth and JT. And Spieth had a four-foot putt for a win, and he missed it. He ran it by about 6 feet. Now JT has to come and make it to tie the hole, and he did. It was a great – you know, that's the magic of match play.
Yeah, they had that camaraderie, which – you know, when we saw, you know, Phil and Tiger try to play together through the years, you know, you put them
in that situation,
and they're shaking their head at each other, and, you know, it's a mess. Everyone wrapped up
game. Justin is really going to give Jordan a hard time about that putt, dropping him in the grease like that, in a fun way.
It'll be tongue-in-cheek at the end of the day.
That's right.
I don't think this format should change at all. It's been a conversation a lot this week, Charlie. You know, I'm interested in that original idea where the winner of the Ryder Cup plays the international team. You know, I don't think I'd have much of an issue with that. You know, there's been, you know, making the President's Cup a mixed gender event. You know, where could that go? You know, if, you know, the Solheim Cup has their, you know, the female Ryder Cup, I think it would be more beneficial to give the women their own stage and have a women's President's Cup. You know, combining, you know, the two events, I'm not sure how much success the tour has had with that over the years. I know they call the LPGA a partner, but we don't see any other events combined, Charlie.
Yeah, I think it's division between men and men and women. I wouldn't join them. I think they can stand by themselves. The LPGA is getting better and better and better.
We talked to the commissioner a couple weeks ago with the Evian, Molly Mero, and
she's going to do a wonderful job. So just like at the Wimbledon, they have the men's side and the women's side. I mean, they tried this a few years ago when they had the Open at Pinehurst, where the first week were the men, and the second week were followed by the ladies playing the same golf course. I think that was great. So, but I wouldn't – they've tried the mixed team together before, the JCPenney, and it was okay, but it was a fun deal as an exhibition, but –
Yeah, they stand side. They stand strong, and they're on each respective side. So when we come back, we'll get more to the President's Cup talk right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, closing shop here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. USA is currently up 8-2 as round three is underway at Quail Hollow at the President's Cup in North Carolina. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas lead Sung Jae-im and Corey Connors 2 up through 12. Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama 1 up through 11 on Cameron Young and Colin Morikawa. KH Lee and Tom Kim lead Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns 1 up through 11. And Tony Fionn, Max Homa are 3 up through 10 on Siwoo Kim and Cam Davis as Max Homa keeps his dominant run at this President's Cup going. Charlie, you know, we talked about rhythm and tempo. When I spoke about our new sponsor, Swing Sound, but a quick lesson from the golf doctor here. Why do those two things matter so much in the golf swing?
Well, in teaching, you have a saying. It's you want effortless power instead of powerless effort. And that's the big deal. That's why you want to have speed control. You want to be able to get your tempo timing and rhythm to suit your personality. Like Lanny Watkins has good tempo timing and rhythm, but his swing speed is quicker. That's just his. And then you had Payne Stewart, who had a tempo, and Fred Couples. Hey, that, what a great swing he had. It, that was definitely the, you know, the effortless power. And so with teaching age, like you're talking about, our new sponsor, people will make it more important the speed at which they swing the club, and not, you know, hit from the top, not accelerate at the wrong time. It's just like watching a Formula One driver set up his car to go into the curve and then accelerate coming out of it, and use gravity and use the centrifugal force that's being generated through the golf swing. And the golf swing is nothing but circular force. It's not straight line. It's around. So you've got to be able to let the club catch up and go by yourself, and go by the hands, and that helps you hit a draw. So practice your tempo, your timing, and your rhythm, and you'll become a much better golfer with every club in your bag.
What a finish from the golf doctor. What, yes, a lesson. Dad. Hey, John Belburn behind the ones and twos. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Saturday right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. See you later.